531.
Air 2 and First Union members at Auckland Air Conditioning and Ventilation Manufacturing Plant Temperzone picketed last Monday on the corner of Massey and Tidal Road in Mangere near the plant in what was believed to be the first physically distanced community picket in the country. Many workers had to use their leave or take leave in advance during the lockdown, and they now face selection scores for possible redundancy. We're joined now by Air 2 Union organiser for a Temperzone site, Blue Rika, for more. Morena, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Blue.
Morena, Brian.
Blue, firstly, latest updates since last Monday's picket, please.
Well, the members picketed at lunchtime and after work on their own backs after their first morning, Monday morning picket. There's still anger, frustration and disappointment from our members with how this whole situation has unfolded, and the morale of the workforce has dropped dramatically.
Latest update from Temperzone management, please, Blue.
Temperzone has let go of the redundant workers as of Friday just gone. Stating that a lot of the members were concerned that it was impinging on their ability to find other employment.
How many are we looking at, please, that were made redundant?
65 from manufacturing and 20 from management, apparently. Yeah.
When we talk about, you know, selection scores and, you know, some of the main issues that led up to last week's picket, can you talk to me more on that, please, Blue?
Well, depending on the experience and on particular machines and particular departments, they had a score between 1 and 5, 5 being the most. They were, you know, the concern from our people were that their director, supervisors and management weren't involved in that selection process because they've just gone off on what they can see on their training records, and it doesn't fare well for quite a few of our members in regards to the actual true scores compared to what the company gave them.
Now, I understand that Temperzone management only applied for a wage subsidy assistance about 2 weeks ago. What was the reason for that, the reason that Temperzone management have given you?
Well, my opinion, because they actually haven't told us the exact reason for it, but my opinion is because they knew they wouldn't be able to make people redundant until after the 12 weeks period once they had applied for the subsidy. And that was back on Wednesday, so Wednesday the 25th of March, when we expected for them to apply for the subsidy itself. But it wasn't until, like you said, 2 weeks ago. And that's my opinion why they didn't do it, because they wanted to make people redundant. Didn't let us know about it.
And as far as you're aware, Blue, from your members, they have received the wage subsidy that they have applied for, that they did go through with it and have subsequently received the wage subsidy assistance?
Yes, Temperzone applied on the 12th of May and they have received it, but as of yet we have not received it from our members, haven't received anything.
So for the 65 that have lost their jobs, where to for them from here now, Blue?
Well, Air 2 has got a site on our own website called Job Match, which we're trying to match a lot of our production people with other jobs that are out in the community. At least 3 other sites that I look after have reached out as well. That being Griffins, OG Fiber Solutions and Bluebirds that are looking for manufacturing people, and Sparkies and Fitters. So we're trying to put all our people into those jobs, whichever ones they have available. And also our employers from any company in Auckland can actually go on to that free of charge to go and look for people that are looking for jobs that have lost it through the COVID-19 pandemic.
Can you talk to me more, please, Blue, about conversations you've had with your union members about the whole situation and how they're faring currently?
Well, they feel devalued, disrespected, and they feel lied to, backstabbed, because from the very start when they were told to sign the MSD form so Temperzone could apply for the subsidy on Wednesday the 25th, it was never actually their intention to do that, as you see 2 weeks ago. Now, they would have accepted, you know, that redundancies were coming and that would have been fine, but to be lied to from the start and not being very truthful to all our members is what's hurt them the most. So a lot of them are accepting the redundancy and want to move on, just don't want to work for the company anymore.
Sure. Are there any other planned discussions with Temprazone regarding this particular situation as far as you're aware, or are they looking at more redundancies at this stage?
Possibly. We haven't been told that either, but we're expecting it may go further on. And, you know, all we want to know from the company is the truth. You know, can you just let us know so we can prepare for all that? And with the members, you know, so hurtful to be deceived from the very start from this company. And, you know, it's hurting them. And they've also got a picket going on Wednesday from 2:30 to 5 after work. This is off their own backs. And there's a big one going on next Saturday, which I believe Opito Seo might be might have an appearance there, and we're trying to get a hold of the community, the local clubs, some churches, just to help talk to all the people that are there on the line on Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m.
Sure. Can people go somewhere to find out more information regarding the picket, or if not, can you repeat those details again, please, for those that would like to go along and support?
Okay. Wednesday the 3rd, tomorrow, from 2:30 to 5, they're going to be picketing outside the Temprazone gates, which is on Tidal Road. And on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're going to be doing it again from the corner of Massey Road and Tidal Road all the way down to the Temprazone gates.
E2 Union organiser for the Temprazone manufacturing plant site in Mangere, Blue Rica. We greatly appreciate your time this morning, Blue. Thank you for joining us this morning. Ngā mihi, and all the very best for tomorrow. Thank you.
Ngā mihi ki a koe, Brian. Kia ora.
Kia ora. It is 18 minutes past 7. Ki i pepe siu funaki. 531 PI, Pacific People Together.